And a great job by my Houston Texans. And Rich here to break it down. Quarterback Matt Schaub, who's nice enough to give us a few minutes live in line. Matt, welcome back to the big show. It's Adam and Rich, Sirius Blitz, Football Monday, Sirius NFL Radio. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. I got to tell you, you're making my guy Adam Schein very proud. This is his team.
My Texans.
He picked you to win a division, but talk a little bit about the game yesterday. You played very well once again. Seven different receivers, almost 400 yards passing, four touchdowns. Just a great performance by you and this Texans offense.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a complete team win. You know, we're probably facing a Cincinnati team 4-1. They've been playing extremely well offensively, winning in the fourth quarter, and defensively shutting down opposing teams. So we went in there with our game plan that we were going to execute, and offensively we were able to run the football a little bit and execute our play action game, and defensively, you know, they shut down their running game and played extremely well.
Yeah, Matt, that's a good response right there, and a lot of good things to piggyback off of. I noticed that Cincinnati, even as great as they were playing throughout the start of the season, they were vulnerable and susceptible to the long play in the passing attack. Is that something that caught your eye in terms of studying the film? And then getting that balance that you talk about from Slayton and the running attack, boy, that really loosens everything up and helps you guys out in terms of that aerial assault.
It does, and one of the things we noticed is that their defense, they keep things in front of them, so it wasn't necessarily like, you know, long passes down the field or bombs of that nature. We were, you know, it's about, you know, taking what they give us underneath, one guy making someone miss, getting big yardage, and that's what we were able to do. We were able to just, you know, nickel and dime them, take what they gave us, and, you know, our playmakers on the outside were making the plays.
You know, Matt, one of the things that's really surprised me is, you know, Matt Gary Kubiak, in his 3 years as the head coach of the Texans, has been 2-6 on the road. You guys have quietly becoming a better road football team. Talk about the importance of that game on the road for you guys yesterday.
Well, you know, sitting at 2-3 going into that game, it's a big game for us on the road against a very good team. But, you know, and it's just we're going on the road. It's just us. We get on the plane. We have a mindset to go play well, and we're able to do that. And, you know, it's always in this league, the mindset is you got to hold your serve at home and go on the road and find a way to tough out some wins. And so far this year, we've found a way to do that in two of our three road games. The one last week at Arizona, we fell a little short, but we're playing well on the road, and we just got to keep that going.
Matt, how about the resiliency factor? Because you referenced it. That was a tough loss because you guys did a great job coming back. You probably made a throw that you wish you had back against Rodgers Cromartie. At the goal line stand, you couldn't punch it in. How about the toughness? What did that show you this past week after a gut-wrenching loss in Arizona to bounce back and beat the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, you know, it's just about our team, the resiliency and the perseverance, you know, putting that game against Arizona behind us. And we came back to work on Wednesday to practice, and in meetings, guys are ready to go. We had a good week's worth of preparation getting ready for Cincinnati, and across the board, guys were tuned into what their responsibilities were and what their jobs were, and really went out focused, ready to play well.
Matt, how much time did you guys spend on short yardage and goal line this week? Clearly, the short yardage and goal line situations against Arizona cost you the football game. I mean, you guys had a chance on a number of occasions. Did you spend extra time in that area of your offense?
We didn't spend an incredible amount of more time. We did their normal reps in practice on Thursday and Friday, what we would normally do in red or short yardage and goal line. We executed better on Sunday. We went out and we knew what we had to do. We had a good plan and to attack what they do in short yardage and on the goal line. And we just went out there to execute at a better level than we did last week.
What does it mean to have a guy like Owen Daniels as a weapon at the tight end position?
Oh, it's huge. He's a guy that he's a playmaker, and you know, we know if we get him matched up with linebackers or even safeties for that matter, that's a favorable matchup for us. And you know, it's about giving him a chance to make plays, and when we do, he goes out and makes them, and no more incredible catches than the one that he made on a second touchdown there inside the 5-yard line.
Talk a little bit about the improvement that Steve Slayton has made in the passing game. You know, he just had the 43 yards rushing yesterday, but when I watch you guys play Matt, clearly this guy has really become a better protector in terms of the passing game. Seems like he has a better understanding. Again, of course, yesterday, 6 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. Talk about Steve Slayton in the passing game.
Well, he's really stepped up in a huge role for us because we challenged him after the great rookie year that he had last year. One of the things he needed to be better at was his blitz pickups, and he picked up a few blitzes yesterday that gave me a little bit more time to get the ball to the receivers and to Owen. And you know, then when we split him out or we throw a screen to him, he's doing a great job of getting vertical and making a guy miss and you know, to getting big yards for us and moving the chains. And you know, he's been an incredible weapon for us. He's got great hands and great elusiveness. So he's definitely a factor for us.
You've had a couple of disappointing losses this season at home. Jets, obviously, in week one. Jacksonville, I'm sure, is one that sticks with you. Now, with that said, with San Francisco coming to town this week, how important is it for you guys to maintain a home field advantage? And kind of like the Jets, and, you know, Jacksonville's a division rival, so I'll include the Jags as well. You know, the Niners have a bit of a swagger, bit of an attitude. If you can punch a tough and physical ball club in the mouth, I think that would go a long way for the Houston Texans.
I agree with you. You know, it's a home game here against San Fran this week, and one that we need to get. And especially with two road games coming up after that, we need to get this one and get put back-to-back wins together and play well for 60 minutes of back-to-back weeks and play a clean football game. And that's what it's going to take because they're a team that's physical on defense. They're playing well, and their offense is doing what it has to do, and they run the football well. So we just got to come out and execute our plan.
You know, Matt, I know you put a lot of time into this offseason. This was an important year for you, but clearly you're off to your best start as a pro. A quarterback rating over 100, 14 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions, almost 2,000 yards through the air passing. What has been the key for Matt Schaub the first 5 weeks of the season?
Just playing smart and just taking care of the football, you know, and delivering it to our guys to make plays and you know, we've got a lot of weapons on this offense, and it's just my job to deliver the football and remain under control and poised and run the offense. And that's what we're doing, and we just got to keep doing those things.
You and Andre have such an amazing rapport. Do you have wow moments? We have wow moments. Do you still get those moments watching him play?
No, I don't. To be honest with you, I've seen enough of what his capabilities and what he can go out there and do that there's not much that wows me. Now, the play that he made against Arizona.
That
was a wow moment.
Yeah, that one, I didn't see it in live game action after I threw it, but I saw it on film the next day. And when he was able to muscle his way in the end zone and threw those three guys, that was pretty incredible, yes.
Yeah, Matt, he catches the ball. He knows he's going to get knocked out. He makes that defender fall down. He makes two other guys. I mean, the guy is a special player.
He certainly is. And so, you know, things of that nature, those will surprise me. That's the wow factor. But some of the other things, especially the other day, you know, he makes tough plays look easy and tougher plays look even easier. So not much surprises me with him.
You guys have always had a great rapport, great relationship. How did you guys get it to this next level here in 2009 where, you know, your rapport, I mean, where else do you want to go? We could talk Brady and Moss. We could talk about Manning, obviously, and Reggie Wayne. Shout out to Andre Johnson. That's one of the elite combinations in the NFL. Warner Fitzgerald, you guys need to be mentioned in that same sentence.
Well, I think it's just something that we work on and develop over time, not to mention our off-season work and preseason and just throughout the week and just talking about things and just having a good relationship off the field. You know, it's a whole combination of things. You know, you can talk about it and everything, but once you get on that field and you revert back to what you did all off-season and you have that, we're starting to get that nonverbal communication. You just have that look and you know what a guy's going to do. You can feel his body language, you know, how he's coming out of a route, and you know how to adjust to certain things.
Matt, I know you guys are at 500 now, but what is the key the rest of the way for you offensively? I know that there has to be a little bit of a concern about the production in the running game. Bring us up to speed there. Where can you guys be better offensively?
You know, being more opportunistic. There's been some times in some of these games, you know, where we hurt ourselves, whether it be penalties or certain turnovers, you know, whether it be an interception here or there, you know, a fumble. We got to, you know, be a cleaner team. You know, I gave Cincinnati 3 points, a cheap 3 points there at the end of the first half the other day. And so, you know, and we had the ball in the fourth quarter down there on a penalty on the 2 yard line after a run and a holding brought us back, and then we had a fumble on third down. So we just need to play much cleaner, and that will give us a chance to get more points and be a much more efficient, effective offense.
And you referenced that. That's in terms of answering Rich's question. In terms of you guys getting over the hump, you're 3-3, you're back at 500. What do you guys need to do? What can you control at the quarterback position for the Houston Texans, really for the first time, Matt, in franchise history, to go on a roll in the second half?
Well, we just need to keep doing what we're doing and just managing the game, managing the situations, and you know, just taking what the defense gives me and just go from there. But just continue on the path that we're going on and keep pushing the guys and keep working to climb the mountain.
Is it hard? I know you guys always focus on the next opponent, but as you look around the division and you look at what's happening with the Indianapolis Colts, is it hard to lose sight of the fact that these guys are 5-0 right now? They're coming off of a bye. They have St. Louis this week. Is it? Do you look at do you keep pace? Do you keep track of what they're doing each week, or do you just really have to focus on what you guys are doing?
Well, it's all about what we're doing and focus on our job, and that's to just go out each week and play well and win a football game. And you just put your head down, you play as hard and as long as you can each week. You just play 60 minutes, and you look up at the end of the year and you see where you're at once it gets towards December and it's the season's winding down. But, you know, you can't worry too much about what the other guys are doing because you got enough on your plate with what you're doing.
How would you assess the play of the offensive line here in 2009?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, unfortunately, we've had two guys go down on injured reserve with injuries in Chester Pitts and Mike Brazel. But Casey Studdard's filled in now for a few weeks for Chester. And the other day, Chris White and Antoine Caldwell filling in for Mike Brazel. They, you know, didn't skip a beat, didn't blink. They just went out there and played and fought hard and, you know, played extremely well.
How about, you know, you talk about the importance of the kicking game and guys like Jacoby Jones and Andre Davis in terms of field position, what they've done in terms of the punt returns and the kick returns for you guys this season. Talk a little bit about the importance of field position and how it relates to the kicking game, what that's meant for your offense.
Sure. I mean, there's a ton of hidden yardage out there to be had in the special teams game that a lot of spectators and people outside the world of football might not realize. And the fact that we have two guys that can go out there and flip the field and change field position for us in a hurry is huge for us. And we know anytime the other team's kicking off or punting that we can get great field position and even score a touchdown on any given play.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, as you were saying.
No, and it's just a credit to Joe Marciano, our special teams coordinator, and those guys that are out there on every special teams unit that are blocking and setting everything up for our returners.
Whether it's second half against Arizona, whether it's the entire ball game against Cincinnati, you're starting to see major progress from the Texans' defense?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they've been playing lights out now for a few weeks, going back to the Raiders game, and you know, they're getting on a roll. They're playing tough. They're being physical in the run game and making the team throw the ball. And then they're playing sound coverages and getting some turnovers. So they're playing great. And, you know, we just got to keep doing it on offense to help complement what they're doing on the other side.
No, I normally don't do this, Matt, go back a week, but, you know, the changes or the adjustments that you guys made 2 weeks ago at halftime of that football game against Arizona I thought was interesting. The fact that you went in there at halftime, you were down 21-0, you came back in the second half. It was a completely different offense in the second half. What was the difference in the second half in that ball game, and what type of adjustments did you talk about with Gary Kubiak at halftime?
Well, you know, we just went out and we ran our good stuff, you know, our base stuff that we run every day in practice, we have in the plan every week, stuff we know well, and just started executing, just took it one play at a time. You know, the pass was in the past. We were 0-for-6 on third down in the first half. We weren't executing. We didn't convert short yardage attempts. We just had to come out and take it one play at a time, one drive at a time, and just chip away at it. And once we were in the defense, stepped up and shut him out in the second half, and so it was just a matter of just getting ourselves back in the ball game and giving ourselves a chance.
Matt, how about the performance against Tennessee? I just want to go back to that for a second. We didn't know the Titans were going to be where they are right now. What is a game like that? What did a game like that do for the confidence level of this ball club after week number one?
Well, it was huge for us because we're on the road in the division against a very tough opponent, physical team, and a team that runs the ball very well, and they stop the run. They have a great secondary, an attacking defense, and it was huge for us to get that first road win in week two, especially after the way the week one went against the Jets. So that was a big confidence boost for us, a win that we needed to have and that we were able to go get and really set the tone for us.
When will you start your preparation for San Francisco, Matt?
Already started.
So you already started watching film?
I already started. Just got done watching some and, going to get some treatment and then go rest a little bit and then back in here tomorrow for some more.
And before we let you go, what did you see when you studied the Niners' defense?
Well, you know, they're a good group. They're playing extremely well. They're a physical group up front with their front seven, and then their back end is playing extremely well. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but we're excited for them to come in here next week or this week.
Congratulations on an unbelievable performance over the weekend. Best of luck against San Francisco. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.